Some new analysis shows that agencies are trending away from single award contracts in favor of task orders against multiple award contracts. At the same time, they're consolidating the MACs to cut down on duplication. It all means some agencies are downright slow in getting awards out the door. Miguel Garrido is a quantitative analyst with Bloomberg Government. He examined contracting opportunities among agencies and compared the timing trends among them. He joins us now to tell us what he found. Miguel, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
All right, so first, just tell us, what is a quantitative analyst? What do you do?
Sure. So the government does a lot of things, and it affects businesses and industry in various ways, and my job is to quantify that. Whether it's, I focus on government spending, but we also quantify regulation, for example. What is the effect on certain industries of a particular rule? Or how is the Army spending, and how will that impact different defense contractors? So that's, I quantify based on opportunities and statements that the agencies make, and we try to provide transparency in the procurement process.
All right, so you have written, federal contractors can improve their evaluation of potential opportunities by examining the timing trends between the initial date of solicitation and the date of award announcement, which reveals substantial variation by the type of acquisition vehicle, contract agency, contract value, and
right.
agency. What does that all mean?
Okay, so the basic problem here, or the challenge, is that there's a lot of uncertainty these days in the procurement process. As you know, that the pie has been shrinking, the federal procurement pie has been shrinking, and defense contractors and all contractors really have scarce resources, and they have limited bid and proposal resources. So they have to chase these opportunities based on their capabilities. And so when you look at the value that BGOV provides, it's in introducing transparency to the process. So agencies have a lot of variation in you know, the time they take to award contracts. And we looked at how long does it take from the first notice, whether it's a request for proposal or a draft request for proposal or you know, any notice that an agency releases to the time that it actually awards the contracts. And so we looked at, if we break down the contracts into multiple award contracts, which are, it's a hunting license, and then once you're awarded a slot, you compete against other companies for work. So that's a multiple award contract or a MAC. And then there are single award contracts, which is just that. It's one company winning a contract. And so we looked at, how do those compare? And it turns out that MACs take longer because there's more parties interested. There's more money at stake many times. And so that tends to delay the process. That there's, you know, industry feedback is an important component in all of these processes. So when you take that into account, MACs end up taking longer than single award contracts.
That's really counterintuitive, because the whole idea of multiple award contracts was supposed to be pre-negotiated conditions so that you just issue a task order, get some, you know, some competitive bids in, and away you go.
Exactly, but it turns out that that's after the awardees, you know, are announced. But what happens before is tends to take longer compared to, you know, single award contracts. Another measure that we looked at was the value of the contracts, this one is perhaps more logical. The higher the value, the longer they take to award. That's for both single award contracts and MACs. So, for example, awards under $1 million take, you know, just a month or two, whereas if you're looking at $1 billion or more, you should expect longer than a year for both categories. So the higher the value, the longer they take, and then, you know, single awards versus MACs take longer.
All right, so who is the slowest agency that you could find between solicitation and the money flowing?
Okay, so the longest time between initial solicitation and award was the Treasury, from the major agencies by spending. And the reason it took much longer for MACs than for single award contracts. The reason is it has awarded recently several large MACs, and they tend to be for complex products, technology services especially, and so that tends to, you know, delay the process. You have more interested parties. There's oftentimes a draft RFP, and so the draft RFP can end up, causing a lot of delays in terms of what NAICS codes industry wants and that sort of thing. So that's one that took the longest. Another one.
Well, before we leave Treasury, is it mostly the IRS that's the problem here? Because everything else at Treasury is kind of a Lilliput when it comes to spending.
Yes, so the IRS, it's for technology services, yes. And so it's a lot of it is purchased for the IRS, but it's also broader, more just for the Treasury in general. And this is for their IT infrastructure, for example. And, one wouldn't think, for example, that the Treasury would purchase a lot of those products, but it turns out that they do, and those services especially, the complex technology services.
All right, we're speaking with Michael Garrido. He's a quantitative analyst with Bloomberg Government. So after Treasury, what do you have?
Sure. So another one that took long was DISA, the Defense Information Systems Agency, and they do a lot of cybersecurity work. So that's another example of how the more complex the service or the product in question, the longer it takes for the agency to ultimately award the contract. The DISA took longer than a year for its MACs. It has a MAC, for example, called Encore 2 where a lot of lucrative cybersecurity work flows through that MAC, but it took a while to award. So that's another one that has, and for single awards as well. Another one on the list is the Navy. The Navy does a lot of complex procurement as well, technology services, knowledge-based services like management consulting, updating their IT infrastructure. All of that takes, again, complex solutions. And for that reason, more interested parties are involved. The amounts are higher. When there's more at stake, more contractors jump on board, and so that ends up delaying the process.
Is the delay because of how long it takes to evaluate competing proposals, or are agencies trying to be super cautious just so they don't get hit with protests?
Yeah, that's a great point. From anecdotal evidence, it's actually both. So as you know, companies can protest the solicitation. They can provide a lot of feedback, and that tends to delay the process. And also, agencies have to be very careful because protests impose costs on both parties, government and industry. So the more complex the service or the product, the more careful they have to be relative to, for example, purchasing furniture. Those agencies tend to take much. They tend to award maybe in a month or two, whereas the more complex, it takes about a year or so.
Who are some of the FAST agencies, and is there anything we can learn from them?
Sure. So the FAST agencies, in relative terms, are, for example, the Department of Justice, the Department of State, Homeland Security. Those all took less than 6 months for both types of contracts, single awards and MACs. Of those three that I just named, actually, the Homeland Security Department, that department actually procures a lot of complex IT solutions. So I'll give you an example. Eagle 2 is a MAC, that very lucrative MAC, that has been delayed because of protests. And so that's an example of an agency that we expect to take longer, and these times will be reflected when we update the analysis, because that, delayed the process.
And what about over time? I mean, are they getting slower at this as time goes on? Do you have any sense of history here?
So we looked at the period of 2009 to 2013, fiscal 09 to 13, and it was actually a bit stable. So we haven't seen an uptick or a downtrend in terms of how long they're taking. The average is about 3.5 months for all contracts, and the average for MAX was about 8 months, and for full and open single award contracts was 2.5 months. We excluded sole source awards because, for obvious reasons, the only notice that is often released is the award notice. So these are all competed contracts, but over the time frame, they tended to be the same. In other words, the average didn't increase or decline.
So I guess the question is, why don't agencies do just more full and open and skip the MAC business if it can get things done faster?
Well, there has been a push to introduce more competition in the procurement process. This has been, pushed by, so the White House has been pushing for this, and the Defense Department as well. And so by shifting away from single award contracts to multiple award contracts, by introducing competition, agencies hope to drive down costs in the long term. We have seen some evidence of that. And so that we expect that to continue. But, for example, 21% of all federal dollars flowed through MACs last year. That's up slightly from the year before, but, 79% is still single award contracts. Now, a lot of the reason for that is historical. Other reasons have to do with the type of product or service. For example, weapon systems tend to be all single awards, airplanes, submarines, and complex weapon systems, whereas technology services or logistics office supplies and that sort of thing, those are all mostly on Macs. So, but the overall trend we're seeing is the shift slowly, but it's happening from single awards to Macs because of that reason. Competition and agencies want to make sure that more companies are getting a slice of the pie.
Now, early on in the Obama administration, the Office of Federal Procurement Policy was really pushing a reduction in the number of Macs. But after he left, the original OFPP administrator, Dan Gordon, said he realized there should be more of them, precisely because they're more competitive. So it looks like this consolidation wave might be kind of played out.
So we actually had a study earlier this year at Bloomberg Government. We found that there's more or less about 2,000 Macs in the federal government. And for the first year, from fiscal 12 to 13, there was a decline in the number of Macs. So that's a sign that agencies are starting to consolidate. And we expect that to continue because there are so many different Macs that have the same types of services and products procured through them. So that that imposes costs on both government and industry. When they take longer, they use up more time, more resources to research the vehicles. And so there could definitely be more room for more consolidation. We see the future of procurement and Macs in general as being one driven by more consolidation, larger Macs. And related to this study on the time to award, if you have fewer but larger Macs, which we see as the future, that could lead to more delays because, again, the stakes are higher. So more contractors would potentially be interested.
And more lots of fun. Miguel Garrido is a quantitative analyst with Bloomberg Government. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot.